Guys, welcome to the Pure Progress Lifestyle, where the only thing that matters is progress. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be Christmas. So I hope everybody has a good Christmas. I hope everybody's spending it with the ones that they loved. And I hope they're having a good time, not just going over to places where they don't want to really go and, you know, just doing it for family politics, whatever. But I'm sure everybody's doing that anyways. So I just hope everybody's having a good Christmas. So I read this book. It's called Pretty Boys Are Poisonous by Megan Fox. It's a poem, like a book of poems. So I was curious about it. So I checked it out. It's like, you know, you can get it on Audible for like $7-$8. It's only 34 minutes. Simple, quick. And the beginning of the book, or, you know, or poems, it's like, wow. Like, it's real, like, you feel like it's obviously a cry out for help. And obviously you're thinking, dude, just get the fuck out of there. Like, why would you stay in that kind of situation? But then, as you know, she keeps reading these poems, you know, a gut check happens. And some of that shit in there, I'm just as guilty of doing to some of my exes, you know, with drinking and berating them. And so it was a real, like, the more I, you know, went through the book, the more I just, like, I cringed. Like, I cringed at my own behavior from the past. But just how fucking, like, stupid men can be with when they have problems, they don't know how to handle their own shit. And so, I know this book is marketed to, you know, the female population, but I strongly believe that every dude should pick up this book, because this book should be almost called What Not to Fucking Do. I just like it stuck with me for a little, like pretty much throughout the whole day after I read that book, is because it's just, it's unbelievable. You know, like, I have a daughter, and if somebody ever treated her like that, I would go to jail for life. And thinking about how I used to, you know, treat people, like, I would berate them on some days when I was drunk, I would fucking punch my own self. But if you're a dad, if you got a son, a daughter, doesn't matter, get this book. Have them read it. Because it's exactly what not to do. Now, granted, sure, I'm sure Megan Fox is no, you know, there's, like, her side of the other side of the coin is probably not a pretty picture, you know, from her behavior, but it doesn't matter. Like, no one should ever treat anybody like that, ever. There's no excuse for it, nothing. So, if you're really looking to give people gifts this year, give the gift of working on your own shit, handling your own business. You know, we have a cultural problem, like, with men not being able to handle their own shit. And trust me, I'm just as guilty. Like I said, like, I would be a hypocrite if I didn't call my own shit out. But it's almost like, dude, enough is enough with this shit. Because it just seems like everybody has a fucking issue. Yes, we all have issues. We've all had past shit that we have to deal with. It just is. you know, that's for the majority of us. But it's never not an excuse to not be a man. You know, when I think of a man, I think of a dude who handles his shit, who doesn't take his shit out on other people. And that's you know, what anybody could really ask for is for people to handle their shit and not, you know, and not have somebody be in the crosshairs of their own personal, you know, turmoil, their own personal bullshit. So this book, it's just like a huge, huge fucking wake up call. You know, there's many directions that I wanted to go with this, but it's just, I feel like every dude should read this book. Because, I mean, it does not paint a pretty picture for anyone involved with this book. But I do know people that think they're not guilty of doing things, and they are. Like, for example, I know plenty of dudes that drink, and they don't. They probably think that they're not doing anything wrong, but I've been around them when they do, and I'm like, it's alcohol is a funny thing, you know. It just. It's not good. Like if you are not happy in a relationship, the last thing you should ever do is drink. Ever. Because it'll make you say mean things. It'll make you do mean things. Like if you're that type of character, it never paints a pretty picture. So, you know, one thing that I could tell people that are struggling is, one, that's always like the first thing. If you are drinking or you have like issues with substance abuse, put that shit down. Like that shit is number one. That shit makes everything cloudy, doesn't do you any good. It just masks, you know, a problem that you're trying to cover up, which just makes you even more uglier. Just put that shit down. Two, if you're really dealing with some real shit, Go seek help. Go find something. You know, regardless of weightlifting, regardless of, you know, exercise, I don't know, boxing, whatever you got to do to take your shit out, like get all that stress out. Go see somebody if you really need like that kind of help. You know, because I know, especially for men, it's like, it's not very masculine to go, you know, see a therapist or to go seek help if you need it. But if you're in a like really dark place, that's better than not doing anything about it. Because if you don't address it, you keep going down the road, it's just going to get worse. You know, if you're not, I'm of the personal belief, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And so, and I know that from my own history. Like if I don't do something about it, you know, the worst mental space I just take up. You know, I can't say enough about this book. You know, I hope, you know, Megan Fox gets the fuck out of whatever situation she's in. It doesn't paint a pretty picture for all the dudes that she's dating, especially the one now. I'm not going to say any names because I don't really care to know who she's really dating at the time, but I know some of her previous, and I'm just not of the belief of just mentioning names like that. You know, people can look it up themselves, but I do know she's going to get the fuck out of there. But this book, like, and I give her, you know, props. You know, was reviewing, like she's gotten a lot of pushback from this book, and I think this is like a big opportunity for dudes to read it, you know, so they know exactly what not to fucking do in general to treat people like that. Because I've known plenty of people that have treated people like shit, you know, both sides. And it's never okay. All right, so that's my little thing on this book. Guys, do yourself a favor this year. Finally, you know, make a change. Put down, you know, the substances. You know, get, if you have anger problems or if you have, like, if you have personal problems, you know, shit happened to you in the past and you're just tired of, you're just tired of that taking up your, you know, in your mind, you know, go seek resources outside of yourself. And no one's ever going to look at you differently from going to seek help or for going to make a change to be better ever. No one, you know, most of that shit is all in your head anyways, you know. What do you think? You think people are really going to look down on you if you're like, hey, I have issues that I got to deal with. I got to make a change. You think anybody's ever going to look down on you on that? I don't think so. And there's one more thing. And I know there's denial. Like there's denial. Trust me, I went through denial myself. But in reality, it's not denial. You know it's fucking there. You know you have an issue. Like I'm not of the big believer of denial, because people know, people, if you really were to get the truth out of people know. Just like, you know, if people have an alcohol problem, people know, they just don't want to admit it to you, but they know, they know. All right, guys. That'll do it for today's episode. Like I said, hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you guys in another episode.